Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, the host of this program, which of course airs every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. And all month, we've been discussing how to make divorces positive, and we've been talking about how to make them go more smoothly. And a few weeks ago, we talked about, you know, how to remain friends, how you can remain friends with your ex-spouse throughout and after the court proceedings. However, sadly, a very small percentage of marriages actually end that way, actually end amicably with former spouses becoming friends. And often at least one parent wages war against the other, using their kids as pawns despite the other parent. And it is this scenario we're going to be talking about tonight with a man who's very familiar with this topic. He's been personally divorced, and he's also published numerous articles about children and divorce in his magazine, which is appropriately titled Divorce Magazine. And he's been doing a long time, I think, nearly 30 years. His name is Dan Couvrette, and he is the CEO of Divorce Magazine, and he joins us tonight. Dan, thanks for stopping by. Understand you've been very busy during your visit to New York over the past couple of days. So what have you been up to this week?
Well, thanks very much for having me on your show. And I actually haven't been doing divorce work for 30 years. Fortunately, it's only been 16, but it often seems like 30 years because it's a pretty challenging field to be working in. This week, we publish, as you said, Divorce Magazine. We also have a website, divorcemagazine.com, which I encourage your listeners to check out. And we're launching another magazine. Divorce Magazine and divorcemagazine.com are for lay people. So they're for people who are thinking about a divorce, going through a divorce, or are recently divorced. And so what we're launching now is a website, magazine, and newsletter for the professionals who are serving this market. And those are primarily family lawyers. That's who we deal a lot with, is family lawyers, or your listeners would probably refer to them as divorce lawyers. So we're launching a website, newsletter, and magazine to give them information that will help them do a better job in their practice and understand what their clients are going through, and to help them share legal information from lawyers all across North America. So this week I've been going around and visiting with accountants and financial planners and lawyers, talking to them about this new venture that we're working on, inviting them to become writers and experts that we use for information. So we are deep into the divorce business, both from the layperson's perspective as well as from the professional's perspective.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. And, you know, I look forward to, delving more into divorcemagazine.com and maybe even getting my own copy of Divorce Magazine. I know that you've offered to give a copy away to a lucky listener that goes to relationship360.com, entering their name and their email address there on the homepage by September 30th. And, of course, you know, listeners, if you do that, don't forget to confirm your subscription or you won't be eligible. And we're going to notify the winner by email, and we'll ask them for their mailing information on October 1st. So you have till September 30th to go to relationships360.com to enter your name for that free copy of Divorce Magazine. I know it's a fantastic publication. Like I said, I can't wait to get a copy of it myself. Dan, tell us, what was your inspiration for launching the magazine? And then number two, what can the winner expect from Divorce Magazine?
Sure. Well, I started working on Divorce Magazine in 1995. I started the process of going through my own divorce in 1994, and I was looking for information and resources. You have to remember that this is pre-internet, so you didn't just pick up your computer and type in the word divorce or children and divorce or the millions of search terms that people use to get information about divorce. So I looked around for what information was available. My background is in publishing. Believe it or not, I've published a wedding magazine, city magazine, tourist magazines. And so I went out to the bookstore.
Oh wow! I'm gonna have to stay connected with you, Dan. I don't know. I might want to do one for Relationship 360. You never know.
Right. So I went out to the bookstore to see what was available in the way of books and magazines. And back in 1995, the truth is that there wasn't very much available. So as I was going through my own divorce, I picked up a book on parenting. I picked up a book on dating. I picked up, there was one kind of legal journal which tried to help you through the divorce process, so I picked that up as well. And so I started reading, again, with a background in publishing. The wheels started turning for me, thinking, well, why isn't there a magazine or a newsletter or something that's more complete that people could use who are going through the process? Because if any of your listeners have ever been through a divorce, you're kind of like a deer caught in the headlights. You're completely confused.
Kind of like when you get married, too, and you're standing at the altar, Dan.
Well, that's a little bit
more of a pleasant experience. The deer in headlights syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. You're caught in the headlights, but your life isn't completely upside down like it is when you're going through a divorce. It's normally right side up unless you've chosen the wrong husband or wife, and you just realize that when you're standing on the altar, if you are going that route. So with that, I contacted a woman who had worked for me at Wedding Bells magazine. That was the wedding magazine that I was involved with, and it's a magazine that's still published in Canada, very successful, and it's similar to Brides magazine in the U.S. And so I contacted her and said, I've got this idea. I'm going through my own divorce, and I think that it would be helpful if other divorcing people had some information and resources to help them through, because I know I need a lot of help and guidance. My children at the time were 4 and 9 years old, so I was concerned about how things were going to turn out for them. Uncertain, a lot of uncertainty about our financial future. You know, you're going from one household to two, so I needed financial information. And so I contacted her, and I said, I've got this idea. And she said, well, coincidentally, I've just started to date a man who is just going through his own divorce, and he has 3 children. So I'm like a pseudo step-parent now and experiencing the challenges that a step-parent can experience. And he's having a tough time going through his divorce, so your timing couldn't be better or worse, depending on how you look at it, for this call. So I'd like to get together with you. So the two of us actually started Divorce Magazine in 1996. The first issue came out. And her husband, or who the gentleman who became her husband, he was an IBM geek. So he said to us, well, in 1996, you guys need a website. Well, we had no idea in 1996 what a website was, but we let him go along and build us a little 30-page website. So that's when our website was launched in 1996, and it now is probably 10,000 pages or more in size. So it's grown a little bit since 1996. So there's lots of information and resources there for divorcing people. So I don't know if I've rambled on too long.
I definitely have the right guy on the show tonight.
Well, we've been at this for a while, so my inspiration.